Hi guys, and welcome back to another video on how to become a webcam model. I'm UK Daz as always, and in this video we're going to have a more in-depth look at Skype Private. Now I know I've mentioned them in a few of my other videos, and I thought I'd give you a bit more in-depth knowledge on how they work. This is why Skype Private's different, because you don't have your own chat room and you're not on display all the time like you are on normal websites. The way that they work is you download Skype and open an account with them. Then you sign up to Skype Private, and whilst you're in the sign up process, you enter those details of your Skype account in. Once you're logged in, you then download the Pay Per Minute app onto your computer. Once everything's downloaded and you're signed in, you can start setting up your profile by adding pictures and your content, so videos, stuff like that. You can also start adding your social media at this point and choosing your rates. If you haven't seen how much Skype Private pay, then check out this video here. It goes through all the details along with all the other webcam sites. Once your account's been set up and approved, you're now ready to start taking calls. This is where Skype Private's different. Every time you turn your computer on, Skype Private will start, and so will the pay-per-view minute app. You can turn these off to not load every time you turn your computer on, so you can choose more when you're on anyway. But on the whole, they turn on when your computer starts. And this is where you record like a 10 to 20 second video of what people can expect to see in your chat room. Like all the other cam sites, their webpage has all the little tiles on that has your profile picture on it. Every time someone hovers over that profile picture, this short clip is what's going to play to entice people to come into your chat room. And I say chat room, it's not your chat room, it's your Skype account. So what will happen is they will message your account. You will get a notification on your screen to say someone sent you a message. This message, if you're logged into Skype on your phone or on your tablet, you can pick up anywhere. You don't have to be sat in front of your computer all day long waiting for a message or a call from someone. From there, you can arrange your call, book a time. There is a calendar that people can use to book your time with you, so you don't have to be sat around all day waiting for someone to log in. Once you've agreed to what you're going to be doing in your live show, the person can then call you the same way as they would any other Skype call. What will happen your end is Skype will ring as it would normally. So if you've ever had a Skype call, it just rings and you answer. The only difference here is you'll get a pop-up in the right-hand corner from the pay-per-view minute app. And this will tell you how long the person's normally spending with a client. It'll give you their rating and just other general information like how long they've been a member for. When you accept the call, you'll notice that the timer will start running and your money will start clocking up. As I've said in other videos, Skype Private pays by the minute. So if you don't get a full minute's worth out of someone, you will lose out on whatever you've set your pay-per-view minute rate at. So it's important that if you're going to just finish a call, finish it just over that 1 minute mark. And when you've finished your live show, just hang up as normal, or the other person can hang up as normal. The pay-per-view minute app will notice that you've ended the call and it will turn itself off automatically. You can also connect your Lovence and interactive toys through the Skype Private account. And that's Skype Private really summed up in a nutshell. You don't have to be tied to your desk 24/7 to accept calls. Once you're logged in, it shows up online. So if you look at the homepage for Skype, it works very similar to other webcam insights. You're a tile on a wall, and people can see whether you're online or not. And if you are showing up as online, which is being logged into your pay-per-view minute app and logged into Skype at the same time, you can go off and do whatever you want. And you can receive those messages onto your mobile phone. And because it sits in your system tray, you can carry on doing normal webcam shows if you're online at that time. And if you receive a call, you just flick between the two sites. So you just change where your camera's streaming to, so change it to Sky Private, and then you can come back to doing normal live shows as you was before that call. As for how busy you're going to be and how much traffic you're going to get from the site, that obviously all still depends on you. It's not the most busiest of sites in the world. For guys, it's even quieter still, but because it sits in your system tray and you're not actually on show 24/7, it makes it so much easier to pick up a call that could be an extra $100, you know? So it's kind of a no-brainer because you're not working as such for it. You're just facilitating a call when it comes around. And I really would like to see more webcam models using Sky Private along with members that will come and watch us, because it is more ethical on the fact that they don't take as much as any other webcam site. They do pay the cam model more money to do their live shows. So I can afford to drop my prices a bit and still earn more money than what I would do on a normal webcam site. That's it for this video, really. There's not really much else to tell you because Sky Private is not overly complicated, either using it as a member or as a webcam model. So if I have inspired you to use Sky Private as a model or as a member, please use the link in the description below to sign up. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a small percentage of Sky Private's profits. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe and hit that notifications icon. If you've got any other questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All the links for those are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.